वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, second chapter, The Lord in the Heart, text number 8. Kechit sva dehantar hridayavakashe pradeshamatram purusham vasantam chaturbhujam kanja Ratanga, Shankha, Gadadharam, Dharanaya, Smaranti, Kechit Svadehantaridayavakashe. Kechit Svadehantar Hridayavakashe. Pradeshamatram Purusham Vasantam. Pradeshamatram Purusham Vasantam. Chaturbhujam Kanjaratanga Shankha. Chaturbhujam Kanjaratanga Shankha. Gadadharam Dharanaya Smaranti. Gadadharam Dharanaya Smaranti. Kechit Svadehantaridayavakashe. Pradeshamatram Purusham Vasantam. Chaturbhujam Kanjavratanga Kshankha. Gadadharam Dharanaya Smaranti. Kechit others. Svadeha anta. Within the body. Hridaya avakashe. In the region of the heart. Pradesha matram. Measuring only 8 inches. Purusham. The personality of Godhead. Vasantam. Residing. Chaturbhujam. With four hands. Kanja. Lotus. Rata Anga. The wheel of a chariot. Shankha. Pancha. Gadadharam. And with a club in the hand. Dharanaya. Conceiving in that way. Smaranti. Do meditate upon him. Translation is purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Others conceive of the personality of Godhead residing within the body in the region of the heart and measuring only 8 inches, with four hands carrying a lotus, a wheel of a chariot, a concha, and a club, respectively. Purported. The all-pervading personality of Godhead resides as Paramatma in the heart of each and every living entity. The measurement of the localized personality of Godhead is estimated to expand from the ring finger to the end of the thumb, more or less 8 inches. The form of the Lord described in this verse with distribution of different symbols, beginning from the lower right hand up and down to the lower left hand with lotus, wheel of a chariot, conchal, and club, respectively, is called Janardhan, or the plenary portion of the Lord, who controls the general mass. There are many other forms of the Lord with various situations of the symbols of lotus, conchal, etc., And they are differently known as Purushottam, Achyuta, Narasingha, Trivikrama, Rishikesha, Keshava, Madhava, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Sankarshan, Sridhar, Vasudev, Damodar, Janardhan, Narayan, Hari, Padmanabh, Vaman, Madhusudan, Govinda, Krishna, Vishnumurti, Adhokshaja, and Upendra. These 24 forms of the localized personality of Godhead are worshipped in different parts of the plenary system. And in each system, there is an incarnation of the Lord, having a different Vaikuntha planet in the spiritual sky, which is called the Paravyoma. There are many other hundreds and scores of different forms of the Lord, and each and every one of them has a particular planet in the spiritual sky, of which his material sky is only a fragmental offshoot. The Lord exists as Purusha, or the male enjoyer, although there is no comparing him to any male form in the material world. But all such forms are Advaita, none different from one another, and each of them is eternally young. The young Lord with four hands is nicely decorated, as described below.
Kechit svadehan taridaya vakashe pradesha matram purusham vasantam chatur bujam kanjaratanga shanka gadavaram dharanaya smaranti.
Others conceive of the personality of Godhead residing within the body in the region of the heart and measuring only 8 inches, with four hands carrying a lotus, the wheel of a chariot, a conchal, and a club, respectively.
Om Adhyanti Varandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumetam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadhati Svapadantikam Jayasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim, yat kripadam alam vande, Sri Guru Dinatharanam, Paramananda Maravam, Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha, kripasindubhya evacha, paditanam pavanebhyo, vaishnavebhyo, namo namaha. Hare Krishna. So here Sri Gregory Goswami is describing Krishna in the form as Paramatma, the super soul in the heart. The Lord is residing in the region of the heart, and his size is about 8 inches, or between the ring finger and the thumb. If you hold that out, this size is about 8 inches. Now, people get confused. How can a Lord this size fit within the heart? Well, he's in the region of the heart. And he has a transcendental form, which means a non-material, a spiritual form. Thus, you always get these questions. What about a heart transplant? What about this? What about that? Well, the Lord is in the region of the heart. He's not sitting in the physical organ of the heart. So Krishna is described Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Madhyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha Vedesha Durlama Madurlama Matma Bhakta Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So, he is known as Advaita. Advaita means non-dual. He is non-different. Even though we hear here that there is 24 different types of Vishnu forms that are holding different kind of weapons and symbols. There's the lotus, the conch, the club, and the chakra. These four symbols, in different arrangements, they are the insignia, the signs of these different Vishnu forms that we hear about, that are also having their own Vaikuntha planets in the Paravyoma, or the spiritual sky, and the cover of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. You see this very beautiful artwork, this beautiful picture. Now, people a lot of times get a little confused. How can they all be God? So, but God is unlimited. Thus he can expand in unlimited forms. For what purpose? For his pleasure. For his enjoyment. Just like we can only be in one place at a time. I mean, even that is quite difficult. So, but God, He can be in many places at the same time, engaging in many types of activities and many types of relationships. Just like we're standing here in front of Shishi Radhavallabh and we're offering prayers and we're singing and dancing for their joy. But Krishna, He can reciprocate with unlimited living entities at the same time. It's not a problem for Him. So, that's why He is known as the original Purusha, or the original enjoyer, the original male. Now, Purusha is not the Purusha of this material world, the male form of this world, but is the original Purusha. The source of everything. And that is Krishna. So to understand this fact is very important, because otherwise we tend to take ourselves to be the Purusha. Nowadays we can see Purusha prakriti stohi bhunkte prakriti jan gunan karana guna sangosyat sadasad janma jonishu. Everyone in this world is trying to become Purusha. Everybody wants to be the boss. The husband wants to be the boss, the wife wants to be the boss, the kids want to be the boss, the dog wants to be the boss. Everybody wants to be in control. It was quite interesting. This morning we went out for a walk and we saw people out there at 5:30, 6 o'clock, exercising their bodies, trying to be Purusha, trying to be the enjoyers. But they don't understand that actually we are the enjoying. We're not the controllers. We're not the enjoyers. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. So, the whole world is filled with so many stories of adventure and of suspense, of crime and intrigue. And everybody is very much interested in all these spy movies. When some new film comes out, everybody rushes to the movie theaters to find out. It's all about these undercover agents. But nobody knows about the most powerful undercover agent known as Paramatma. Paramatma 108. He's the inside agent. He's in the heart of every living entity. And he's in every atom and also in between the atoms. And thus, he is guiding, directing the wanderings of all living entities. It is a big conspiracy. If you're interested in conspiracy stuff, this is the real conspiracy. Krishna is everywhere. Big Brother is watching you at this very moment. From where? Not just from a satellite, not just through some camera, but right from where? The core, from your heart. Knowing each and every desire, knowing each and every move, knowing each and every intention, before we are even aware of our desires, before we can even blink an eye, the Lord already knows, okay, He's going to blink. Okay, all right. And not only is He observing, He's also sanctioning. If the Lord does not sanction, we cannot move. Many times we want to make a move, but we cannot make a move because the Lord does not sanction. Upadrashtanumantascha bharta bhokta maheshwara paramatme picha pukto. It is explained in Bhagavad Gita that the function of the Paramatma is to oversee and to permit, and to give knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. The Upanishads describe it as like two birds sitting in a tree, and one bird is happily or busily eating the fruits of the tree. And these fruits, sometimes they're sweet and sometimes they're sour. And the other bird is simply observing, is simply watching. So Krishna, He has no interest in this material world because He is complete. He is full. He has no interest to enjoy in this material world. Because His enjoyment is of a different category, is of a different substance. But the living entity, the jiva, is trying madly to push the entire world through the nine holes of the body somehow. get more sensory experience, one way or the other. And the Lord is permitting, He's granting. So, if we want to become successful, if we want to be on the winning team, if you want to know the inside story, then we have to team up, partner up with Paramatma, the Super Soul, who is the inside agent. And we can see that especially when we agree to cooperate in loving union, when we agree to serve the mission of the Lord, when we go on Harinam Sankirtan. Because then we can see how the Lord is guiding, He's directing, He's inspiring. He's even sometimes influencing the path of the living entities. In general, the Lord says, Yetaman Prapadyante, as you surrender, I reciprocate. I reward you accordingly. But when the devotee takes initiative and shows interest, yes, I want to do this service, Krishna comes and helps. Just like we've all experienced, we're not qualified to speak on this highly elevated subject matter. But by the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, by the mercy of Krishna, even a blind man can see, even a lame man can walk, and even a fool like myself can say a few things on Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is Krishna's mercy. That is His prerogative. If we want to see miracles, people are so interested in seeing miracles. We were just in Western Africa, and everybody's into the voodoo, the gri-gri, the juju, what they call it. Everyone wants to see magic. Even in India, same thing. Can you show me your magic? And Prabhupada said, yes, look at all these people here. That's my magic. I have taken all these different living entities, and I've transformed them into the bodies of Krishna. That is magic. That is real magic. Pulling rabbits out of hats and doing all those things, that is just jugglery. It's just technique. Very simple to do those things. But if you want to see the real magic, you have to watch Paramatma 108 in action. Just like this morning, we were walking and we came back from the walk and we thought, there's only joggers and dog walkers out here. And they're so focused, they're so fixed in their mission, that it's very hard to even talk to them. Plus most of them, they don't carry any cash, so why bother? But as we're walking back, we saw one sports car, BMW M Series Coupe, parked right there. And a man came out of his home, beachfront home, and was just about to get into his car. And Paramatma was telling me, watch it over there. 50 degrees to the right. There is your target. Now we were busy just walking and chanting, but Krishna tells you, over there. And I went up to him and I said, is that a sports car? And he fell for it, because he couldn't help but speak about his most treasured subject, cars. He's working for Goodyear Tire Company, and speaking about the car and about the tires. And he went with Bhakti, the art of eternal love, $5 donation. He couldn't help it. Why? Because I had recognized what was most dear, what was most precious, what was most important to his heart, his precious car and his beautiful race tires on his car. So, if the living entities would invest 10% of their enthusiasm that they have for jogging, for dog walking, for race cars, for work, into devotional service, we would all have pure devotees everywhere. Guaranteed. That man knew everything about cars. He knew everything about tires. He said so many technical things, and I'm like, yeah, it's okay. It's very wonderful, you know? Like people, they use all these technical language about whatever it is that they're so enamored with. Now, The devotee is simply interested in serving Krishna. To make Krishna famous, to give Krishna to each and every living entity. But sometimes we have to make that bridge. We have to understand that the bridge goes from A to B. And then we have to go over that bridge, take that person by the hand and bring them over on Krishna's side. Otherwise, if you tell them, look, here is Krishna, here are you, jump. They're not going to jump. It's not going to happen. It's too big of a leap. That distance, that leap of faith is too big. So what we have to do is we have to put these steps in between where we can guide people on their journey. Now, if you have people from an Indian background, as I mentioned earlier, it's quite easy. They're so close to Krishna. They may be looking in the wrong direction. But if you wake them up, then you can have that switch. And they're quite close because their adhikar is quite good. But other people, it is quite a long way from home. India. Woo. That's a big word, you know. That's far away from the mindset that most people are in this world. So how to make that journey, how to make that bridge, how to build these different steps so and accompany people. Sometimes we think bridge preaching means there is a bridge and I go on the other side so I can have some fun, you know. So in the name of bridge preaching, I can hang out with the yoga people, I can hang out with the music people, I can hang out with the drama people, I can hang out with the students at the uni, like that. But that's not bridge preaching. That's simply an excuse for our propensities, for our materialistic interests. But we should see this analogy that we're making this bridge to help people to come to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we got no interest in all these different types of activities. So, Srila Prabhupada, he was very expert. And he showed us how to apply Rupa Goswami's formula of Yukta Vairagya. Prapanchikataya budhya hari sambandhi vastuna mumukshubi parityago vairagyam falgu katyate. What's the first one? Anasaktasya vishayani taramupayunjita nirbandha krishna sambandhe. Yuktam vairagya muchate. To not see anything separate from Krishna. To see that everything's connected, everything is there for Krishna's enjoyment. Why is this big city of Melbourne here? For preaching. People from the whole world come here. And it's quite interesting to see that when people come to Australia, they're either at the end of their wits, at the end of their wisdom, or at the end of their money, or it's the end of the world. So, I talked yesterday to some German backpackers. They just eaten in Crossways, and they just purchased two books on the counter: Elevation to Krishna Consciousness and Rajavidya, The King of Knowledge. And still, the lady was hovering over the book rack, looking at all the books, and she was like, wow, this is interesting, wow, this is interesting, wow, this is interesting. You know, for some people, this is like, it's like a kid in a candy store. Have you ever witnessed that? They want everything. So I'm like, okay, can I help you? And so she talked, she said, we just had lunch here, and we already have two books, and we're going on a 1 month journey all over Australia. She's from Germany, studying medicine and taking 1 month off now in the holiday, in the summer vacation, to just get away from the past and explore what is life all about. What's the future got in store? Krishna was already there waiting for her. And then one of the friends, companions also came, a musician. And he had already done Vipassana meditation, so he said, yes, I've studied, yes, I've meditated, but when I did seva, when I helped them cooking and serving, I felt much more pleasure, joy. I said, you can do this here. You want to sign up right now? This is the principle. And he took Bhagavad Gita. He gave him $5 more. I gave them my contact. So people are looking for Krishna. They're looking for this experience, this higher taste. If we want to be guided by Paramatma 108, the inside agent, we have to get into the right frequency. We have to get into the right mindset. Otherwise we cannot hear. Because Krishna is very subtle. He's giving us these messages in different ways. So how do we tune into this frequency of Krishna 108? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If we strive for pure chanting, offenseless chanting, then Krishna in our hearts, He will direct us. One time I was walking through Delhi airport, and there was a middle-aged man sitting there, and Paramatma told me, talk to him. But usually when there's lounge and a bunch of people, I don't just pick out one person and talk to them, because they will feel a little self-conscious, and the other people around them is like, okay, what's going on here? So usually I just talk to individual people who are roaming somewhere. But Paramatma told me, no, talk to him. So anyway, I walked past, and I ignored this message. But when I came back, again, the same message, talk to him. I said, okay, all right. I went up and I talked to him. And he was a retired cricket player. He told me that he had been on different teams, national teams, won many prizes, became a coach, and then one day something happened. He met with a fateful accident or intervention from karma that some rivals, they waited for him at 5 o'clock in the morning when he was on the way to the gym. And they stopped his car and they beat him severely and they cupped his legs. So he had severe injuries. He couldn't play cricket anymore. And he told me right there on the spot, I knew why it happened. Because I was too proud. I was too arrogant. I was not going anywhere in my life. But then I became more aware of God's potency and God's mercy. So he was very, very happy to meet me and to take Prabhupada's books and to give a donation. So Krishna is there. Not only in our heart, He's in the heart of every living entity. He's observing. He is witnessing each and every move of every jiva. So Krishna knows who's ready. So if you want to know who are the ripe fruits, which fruits to pick, who is ready for Krishna consciousness, Krishna can give us this information. Which we cannot figure out in a million years. We may think, I know people, I study people, I know how to talk to people. But you cannot know. You just can't. The other day in Sydney, I approached a man, he's about 50, standing in front of a bank, playing his video game, and I asked him, you know, how's it going? And we talked, and he took the book, and he asked me, do you know what I was working before? I said, no. He said, I was a bank robber. He said, ah, that's why you like to stand in front of banks. And he took the book, and he said, I will take my daughter, and we will go to the temple. Now, why did you choose me? I said, I don't know. It's just your energy. It's just, you know. I couldn't tell him about, you know, there is an inside agent, you know. There's somebody inside your heart. And he gives me all the information about what's going on in your life. The first girl yesterday, she walked by. She's from Perth. And she had a black hat on and her arm was in a sling. So I just asked her, what happened? And you just ask that to people, what happened? And that's it, they're finished. That's it, they're done. They have to take the book. Okay? It's just they can't help it. Oh, this person took interest in me. This person cared for me. Okay, I'll take it. And so I saw her and I asked her straight out, how long have you been a vegetarian? How did you know? Paramatma 108. You want to know? Gotta read this book here. It's all there. I can tell you many more things, but I don't want to confuse your life. So you find out for yourself. We can all get this inside information. We may wonder, why does Guru have so much insight? Why does he have so much knowledge about us, about our situation, about our intentions? Because Krishna tells him what he needs to know. Depending on our purity, depending on our surrender, and depending on our teamwork, our loving service attitude towards Krishna, Krishna will give us all guidance, all strength, all inspiration, and all information so we can carry on with our service in the best possible way. But if you're usurping that power, that potency, for our own intentions, then it will reduce, it will go down, it will go away. Punarmushtika bala, you again become a mouse, like the yogi and the mouse. So, Paramatma is simply the localized aspect, the localized representation of Krishna. But when we're worshipping Shishi Radha Vallabha, and we're dedicating our lives to their service, we should be ready that Krishna reciprocates. Krishna is responsive. He's not just standing there and saying, okay, you do your thing and, you know, I'm kind of busy doing my thing. No. Krishna is responsive. He reciprocates with his devotees. Therefore, it is explained in Shastra that when you come into the temple and the deity curtains are closed, you do not pay obeisances to the deity. You know why? Because either the Lord is resting or is eating or is being dressed if the curtain is closed. Now, when you offer obeisances, Krishna reciprocates. There is an exchange. It's not just I'm doing my thing and your Krishna is back there and he's doing his thing. But Krishna is reciprocating with the devotee. So we should not interfere with what Krishna is doing and saying, okay, Krishna, now pay attention, okay? I'm here. You see me? I'm here. You have to reciprocate with me. Now, of course, if you're on the platform of bhava, you can't help it. You just go, Govinda! Hey Krishna! And you just throw yourself on the ground. Yeah, there's no other rules or regulations. It's just, you follow the heart. Or you go to a place and the deity curtain is closed and you know I will not get darshan again. So you just offer obeisances. Like that. But in general, these rules are there because Krishna is responsive. He reciprocates with his devotees. So let us become more and more absorbed in this mood of service, this mood of servitorship. And through, if you understand, we shouldn't think, oh, Dasya Ras, nah, I want something higher. You have to understand that this mood of servitorship is there in all the different rasas. It is not that that's just for the servants. And the others, you know, the friends and the lovers and the parents, they have got, you know, they got a better deal here. So I gotta somehow make it into that group. No. Servitorship, the service attitude is there in all the different rasas, in all the different relationships with Krishna. And it is Krishna's prerogative. What is our relationship with him? He will reveal that to us in due course of time when we're purified, when we're mature. Sometimes people become very interested in Radhakund. And they think, oh, I will find some Baba and he will give me the secret mantra. And he will tell me, you are a peacock or you are a this or you are a that. And thus, they make fools out of themselves and they fall away from the process of pure devotional service. Srila Prabhupada warned us. You can see in his own life. Where did Prabhupada perform his bhajan? Where did Prabhupada perform his preaching? So we should follow our line. We should follow our sampradaya. And not try to jump over and innovate. Because nowadays is the day of innovation. The age of innovation. Everybody is coming up with so many new ideas and new flavors. The flavor of the month. And there's the mantra of the month and the melody of the month. But Prabhupada, he was very conservative. Like in Kirtan, he wanted morning melody for Mangalarti. Nothing else like that. Certain things he wanted to be chanted and certain things he did not want it to be chanted. Now if we don't know, we should find out. Because there are people who got trained by Prabhupada and they told like that. In the same way, Krishna, he has certain specific likes. And that's why we're worshipping him and we're offering him according to his likes, not according to our prerogative. Of course, again, on the platform of bhava, we can offer Krishna the peel of a banana and Krishna will eat it very happily. But we should not imitate. We should not say, hey, I'm in that category, in that bracket, so I can do whatever I want. So Srimad Bhagavatam is giving us all these detailed information, all this inside knowledge. But how to actually apply Srimad Bhagavatam in our lives? That is only possible if we serve the Bhagavata, the pure devotee, the spiritual masters. Guru is one, but he manifests in different forms. There is Shiksha Guru, there is Diksha Guru, there is Varma Pradarshika Guru. There's so many gurus. Just like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he finally convinced Gaurakishordas Babaji to give him initiation, he said, okay, but there's two rules. There's two rules. You can't leave Mayapur. And do not accept any disciples. Now, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he traveled all over. All over the place. And he accepted 60,000 disciples. Did he not follow the instruction of his Gurudev? He followed the instruction of his Gurudev. Because he said, I've come to Calcutta, but because my heart is always in Mayapur, I'm always worshipping Gaura Hari, Nitai Gaur, in Sridhar Mayapur, Navadvip. Therefore, I've never left that place, even though he was traveling all over. And he accepted 60,000 disciples, but he had the attitude that these are not my disciples. They are my Prabhus, they are my masters, they are the representatives of my Gurudev. My Gurudev has appeared in disguise as my students. And thus he has allowed me to serve him in all these different personalities. So service to Guru and service to the Vaishnavas is the essential key element to achieving perfection in spiritual life. That's why in these five different powerful, potent processes that Mahaprabhu has recommended, service to the Vaishnava is the first. Because that is the entry, that is the basis, the foundation. So Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition of the mind. It is not a stereotype dogma. But it is Sanatan Dharma. Dharma svanustita pumsam vishvakshenu katasya nupare yadiratim shrama eva hi kevalam. So, this Sanatan Dharma is what we have come to study and what we have come to practice. There's a difference between all these different dharmas. Nowadays people say, oh, I can't touch this book. Or I'm not allowed to read this book. Why not? Why not? Oh, I'm of a different religion. But religion is one. It can't be different religions. God is one. The Son is one. So to see all these divisions and all these differences means to have a very materialistic, a very sectarian, small mind. Even amongst Vaishnavas, sometimes we think, oh, he's part of a different group. This is not good. That is not good. We should be respectful, we should appreciate, but we should go our own path and not become influenced by all these other groups. But at the same time, we should respect and we should appreciate. So Krishna, he is all merciful and he is all kind. Thus he's bestowing his beautiful darshan on all of those who want it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has spread the Sankirtan movement all over. the Indian subcontinent. And through his representatives and followers, it is spreading all throughout the world. So, if you want to imbibe this mood, this spirit of Mahaprabhu, as Prabhupada writes in the introduction to first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he gives a short life synopsis of Mahaprabhu. And he writes that every member of the movement should do their daily quota of preaching work. That's the words he used, daily quota. So what is your quota? Well, you set yourself your own quota. We all have different capacity. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, every day talk to 5 people. Can you do that? Talk to 5 people about Krishna. It's possible, no? We move around, we meet 5 people. You say, Hare Krishna, how are you doing today? Everything okay? You just talk to 5 people. And you remind them of Krishna. In this way you're preaching. Carry some books with you. A book a day keeps Maya away. Especially if you do your book before breakfast, then it feels even more sweet. Like that. Chant a chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day. Your daily quota of preaching work. Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur went out. Bhaja Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shikya. They were knocking on people's doors and spreading the message of Mahaprabhu. And every night, Mahaprabhu wanted to know, give me a report. What happened today? When we're reading these scores for the pleasure of their lordships, it is not that this is just some mundane activity and we're just rattling through some numbers here to see whether our place is still functional, operational, or we're going into debt. No. We're giving report to the Lord that this is the endeavor, this is what your devotees have done for your pleasure. And in our own ways, we can go in front of the lordships and reveal our heart. Of course we know Krishna is in our heart, He already knows. But that doesn't mean we should not go and pray. Otherwise this is Mayavad, like we heard yesterday. Not that we think, oh Gurudev, He already knows. I don't need to tell. He already knows. No. It is our prerogative. We have to tell. And Krishna is there and He is very mercifully hearing all our plight, all our stories and all our prayers. And He is reciprocating with His devotees. So let us become partners, agents, undercover agents, Paramatma 108, in the mission of Mahaprabhu. And that is a very joyous, that is a very blissful activity. And there's a lot of suspense. There's a lot of conspiracy and intrigue happening. Because you can see how Krishna is influencing the people and people are fighting back and Maya is trying to attack. Yesterday, Jasachinanda Prabhu was severely tested by different agents of Maya who were chasing him around the block and making life just a little bit difficult. But that means Krishna has given you special mercy because He has recognized you. Oh, He can take it. Okay, let me give Him some. Let me give Him some special mercy here. I know some devotees, they go out and they... You see? You have to be careful what you pray for. Krishna, He reciprocates. That's why we need the devotees. Because they say, be careful. Otherwise you don't see the different signs. And then, pull! Everybody has a plan till they're hit. So, we need the association of the devotees. We should never think, oh, I'm a big boy, I'm a big girl, I can manage, I'm doing just fine. We should always be dependent on the guidance and on the mercy of the Vaishnavas. So Krishna is ready to give us guidance. And He will test us. Because that's what Krishna does. He wants to draw out, He wants to bring out the love, the emotion, the affection, the dedication from His devotees.
Tatenukam pamsu samikshamanam bunjanevatma kritam vipakam pridvakva bubir vidanam namaste jivetiyo mukti pade sadaya bhak.
If Krishna really loves you, he will take everything away from you. But then, he will give you his lotus feet, his loving devotional service. And initially, you will cry. Not tears of ecstasy or tears of love. But eventually, you will be very happy and blissful. Because when Krishna makes a move, it is very evident, it is very clear, and it is very wonderful in one sense. Because you can't hold anything back. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes.
When Krishna comes to the material world, does he not take pleasure in killing the demons?
Does he not take pleasure in
killing the demons?
Krishna does not kill the demons in his original form, but he's doing so in different other forms. So in Vrindavan, yes, he does, and it's a pastime, it's a sporting activity like that. But sometimes devotees, they misunderstand that and they think we get into this, you know, okay, let's fight the demons type of mode. And it's not very advisable. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has got all these rasas, these moods, chivalry, fighting spirit, killing the demons. Of course, he enjoys killing the demons. But not because, you see, when we think of fighting, or we think of killing, then we think of maliciousness or, you know, putting somebody down. But Krishna is doing so because of compassion, because of affection. And he's liberating them. He's giving them supreme destinations. So, yes, you can say Krishna, he enjoys killing the demons.
Because there is a debate between some acharyas.
Well, that is above my pay grade, you know. Every bird only flies on its level of altitude. I'm a bottom feeder. You know, like a mosquito, they just go up to, you know, maybe first floor. Second floor is already a little difficult. So, you have to ask people who have bigger wings. Yeah. Yes. He does. But he has his loving activities with his associates, his devotees.
Like when you go out and preach and distribute a book and you meet somebody who challenges you a little bit, and then you're thinking you're actually enjoying the rasa of actually being, because somebody's giving you a little bit of a challenge and they're stimulating your ability to be able to present Krishna consciousness.
I don't enjoy that rasa too much. I just avoid those people.
One time I was with Laisha Shiva in New York. And this girl, she just come out of the yoga class with her yoga mat. So he gave her the Bhagavad Gita. And she didn't know I've already read this book. But have you read this particular book? Now, I've read the Bhagavad Gita, but have you read A.C. Bhaktivedanta's rendition of the Bhagavad Gita? No, but they're all the same. And she was, you know, going on and on, and he was kind of like, okay. And then I came in from a different point of view. I was standing there, and I came in from a different point of view, and explaining how the particular point was within the Gita. And after about, in Vaishnava, actually, she was a lost cause.
He gave up. But you were more merciful.
More persistent.
More persistent. That comes from living in Vrindavan. You become very persistent. You have to be persistent.
Okay. Anyway, so there is a particular...
Yes, and there's different personalities involved. So we all have our own personality. And my fighting days are over. Somebody was into argumentative mode, I say, have a fantastic day. And I mean it. And sometimes they change, but most of the time...
If they're faithless, that's one thing.
Yeah, but even then, even if they're faithful, you see, with that energy that I have to invest to give that fellow a book, I can distribute 5 books. So why should I be bogged down and get onto the mental platform into all these debative and argumentative mode where it just goes... I don't go there, you know. I've been there too many times. I've seen that. I've done that song and dance too many times. So I prefer a clear, straight shot, you know, right between the eyes. Which means you just tune into the frequency and you work with the inside agent. And if that reciprocation is not there, then you move on to the next person. But as I said, we have different moods. And that's perfectly all right. But do not become bogged down or sidetracked, because sometimes our argumentative nature takes over and we think, I'm one of the good guys. I have to prove now. I have to defend this cause. Krishna is already God. He doesn't need to be established. Of course, Prabhupada, he was defeating opposing parties when the occasion arose. But in general, he said, preach to the innocent. Look for the people who are either inquisitive or neutral. Because those who are already committed to some other ideology or cause takes a lot of energy. If you can manage, great. But if not, you've spent a lot of time and energy. It's quite involving. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Prabhupada didn't budge. He stayed on one point. Didn't move on.
Didn't let him go.
Yeah.
And he let go a few weeks later.
Yeah. So we have to see what is our position. Also, Prabhupada, he was the acharya. And when you're in a conversation, in a dialogue with a person, you can't just say, okay, dismissed, you know, you're useless. Next, okay. Hey, ring the bell, carry him out, you know, next one. You just have to, there's certain rules of engagement. There is certain procedures. So Prabhupada would entertain and he would converse with people who, when you listen to the conversations, you go like, my God, I would not have the patience, not 5 minutes to talk with this person. Have you ever thought like that when you hear the conversation tapes? Because some of the people are pretty much out there. I mean, they're out there. But Prabhupada was very, very compassionate and forthcoming. And so we can listen to these wonderful preaching exploits of our founder Acharya. And we can learn and study how to defeat, how to refute all these different arguments. Prabhupada knew that this fellow, he's not going to get it. But the people around him, many times, you know, especially when you have a group of people, that person will not accept. But the others who are around it, when they see how you're dealing with this person, respectfully, in a polite way, like that, they'll appreciate. And they become influenced. So, preaching is an art. And as we can see in Prankishore Prabhu, who's sticking it out in Vrindavan, through the heat, through the cold, through all the other elements and obstacles, we should learn and become inspired how to be fixed, how to be focused in our service amidst all obstacles. And knowing that Krishna, he always comes through. He's always victorious. What do you think?
It depends on the condition of you. Form and what dependence you have on the Lord. I mean, if you're really sick, you can't do much activity. And
yes.
You tend to blame God for your sickness. And,
but ultimately, Krishna is there and he's reciprocating, he's responding.
He does, but.
We may be less active on a physical plane. But in the inside, on our emotional, on our spiritual plane, we can become more focused and more dedicated.
When you're counting thing is caught in the manner of speaking, you know, when you're sick. You're on your own. And
yes, that's why material life is a very dangerous situation. But for a devotee, when a devotee gets older or a devotee gets sick, it shouldn't be like that. We should see that this is just the natural course of how the body deteriorates.
From a young age, when you're not feeling so good, you know, and the lights are out, you're helpless on...
Sure. But even then, I've seen people who were lame, people who were blind, people who had all sorts of deficiencies. If they just focused on Krishna, they're very advanced. So in one sense, you can say this person is unfortunate, but in another way, you can say this person is very fortunate. Because everyone else is still jogging around, making a fool out of themselves. Whereas this fellow, he's got it. And he's actually focusing on what's essential in life. Eventually this body will go, either today, tomorrow, or in a few years from now. So if we have learned how to read these signs, and we just take shelter of Krishna, whether in good or in bad health, then Krishna is reciprocating. He's there. Yes, pray.
It was this one devotee in Abhidhiti. He was completely blind. His name was Madhu Mangal. And the first time I met him, he would do kirtan. So his whole life was just evolved around kirtan. But I watched him. He would move around this ashram. Huge ashram. 5 acres. He knew every square inch of it. But he was totally blind. And he would walk up and he'd know where the tulsis were. And he'd pick the tulsis. Right? So it didn't seem that the physical handicap it disconnected him because his heart was there and non-Krishna.
Now we might say that's easy to say for us who are in good shape. But Prabhupada, when he was performing his leela, his pastimes of leaving this world, he looked at everybody and he said, don't think this will not happen to you. So he gave us the example of how to be Krishna conscious and doing devotional service in whichever capacity. Prabhupada was lying there, just, you know, skins and bones. But he was still going on, speaking about Brahma Vimohana Leela. Hardly whispering, you know, into the microphone. So Prabhupada died on the battlefield preaching. We may say we may have limited capacities. I also have limited capacity. We all have limited capacity. Only Krishna is unlimited. All we can do is smile at somebody and say Hare Krishna. And you will see, if you do that, the world will smile back at you. Sometimes when I'm on the walking street and people are too fast, you just see you can't, you know, it's no way of penetrating. It just can't, even if you got a harpoon or a shotgun, you know, it just can't penetrate. So you just smile at people. And whoever smiles back at you, okay. We got a winner here. Like that. And we know Krishna is smiling at everybody. He knows everybody's history. He knows, oh, okay, the thief is coming again, you know. The crook is coming again, this one, that one. But Krishna is... He's very generous. He's very kind. So we're worshipping Krishna because He's the most merciful Lord. And He is reciprocating with all of His devotees in very unique ways. And the Bhagavatam is full of these stories. Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj. We should study these lives and see how we can gain inspiration from them. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank all the devotees for their kind attention and hospitality and for their dedication to make this Mahaprabhu Mandir what it is, a special place. So please carry on, and we'll be interested to see the developments of how you are finding new ways and means how to connect and build bridges and make this journey for people easier to Krishna consciousness. Right now, we're still missing out on quite a big population. It's called the Australians. We're still missing the white man, and we're still missing the yellow and the red and the black man. we haven't yet really become relevant to them. They don't even know we exist. So we should do something in order to bridge that gap. Prabhupada would be very pleased, and Krishna will shower unlimited blessings and mercy upon you. So Krishna has given you this wonderful area, where the whole world comes here, and everybody who comes to Australia comes to Melbourne because it's a special place. So use that as a facility for preaching Krishna consciousness, and in this way we can all become useful in the service of Srila Prabhupada and Shishi Radha Balabha. Thank you very much. All Gaur Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Gaur Premanandi.